Emmanuel, could you talk about your senior season there, or your last season? Yeah. 131 tackles. That's a pretty impressive year you had.
Yes, sir. It was a heck of a season. You know, thank God I was able to stay healthy, and I think that's what attributed to it. You know, and obviously hard work off the field, but you know, just being able to stay healthy and play that full season, I was able to just completely show my full skill set.
Hey, where did you spend most of your time at Texas? Strong side, weak side, inside, and where do you think you'll play here?
You know, when we were in our 4-3 system, I spent most of my time at the weak side position. But again, I also spent a good amount of time at the middle linebacker position before we switched coordinators. And so I'm comfortable playing both, and I just look forward to seeing, you know, where they put me at.
It says in your bio that you go on missions to Nigeria with your family. How long have you been doing that, and kind of, you know, why did that get started?
My parents started going back 20 years ago. At first, they started just taking bags of rice to their home village. But then my dad got his doctorate in psychology. My mom became a nurse practitioner, and they started taking nurses and doctors that they work with. So now we travel with about 40 doctors and nurses every summer. An ophthalmologist, we remove cataracts, about 100 cataracts throughout the course of that week. Remove about 100 surgeries throughout the course of that week with our general surgeon and our anesthesiologist. And then we just stay in a village for about a week, giving people free medical treatment, and see about 7,000 patients or so in that time.
Hey, did it help you at all having a brother who went through the same thing so quickly, so recently?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, you know, in the past, it's like having the answers to the test before I have to take it. And he's been there with me every step of the way. He's guided me through this process, and he's made it a much smoother transition for me, and I think he'll continue to do that.
Tell us what you think your strengths are and what you think you need to work on as you transition to the NFL.
I think my football IQ is what separates me from, you know, my peers and alike. You know, I believe I'm extremely intelligent, not only off the field but on the field as well. And I think that's what differentiates me. I'm able to, you know, analyze and dissect plays very quickly, and I think that's what will help me at the next level. As far as what I need to work on, you know, clearly adjusting to the speed of the NFL game, the caliber, you know, of talent at the NFL level, and then just continuing to get, you know, bigger and stronger and faster as well.
Hey, what are your ambitions beyond football? Sounds like you've got some other things planned down the line.
Yes, sir. I like just what football allows you to do as far as the platform it puts you on. You know, if for no other reason people respect you because you're talented at playing a game, it allows you to impact people's lives for the better. And I think that's what I'm called to do on this earth, is to use that platform. And, you know, the Cleveland Browns organization and being able to play football will give me that platform to be able to do, you know, more impactful things, you know, than winning games.
I want to say first, it's a pleasure to talk with you. You talk about your football IQ. Your numbers are great. Why do you think you'll win as low as you did in the draft?
You know, I have no idea. But the whole time, my brother told me before the whole draft process, it's not about when you go, it's about where you go and making sure it's the right fit for you. And I think God had a plan for it all. And so I was never really too upset as much as I was just waiting for that final phone call. And when I got it, I was ecstatic. And so I don't know why I fell so low, but I'm just going to capitalize on the opportunity that the Browns have given me.
Did your parents come here from Nigeria for, like, a job or schooling or what?
My dad came over. Yeah, they both came over for schooling. My dad came over and got his doctorate in psychology, and then my mom came over and got her nurse practitioner's degree, because when you come from Nigeria, all your, you know, certificates are void. And so my mom had already gone to nursing school. However, it doesn't translate or transfer.
Do you still remember the first time you went there and how eye-opening it was?
The first time I went there was just, you know, to visit relatives. About 70% of my family still stays over there. And so the first time I went wasn't for medical mission work. However, it is just eye-opening and a blessing when you see the people there suffering, and then you see the life I'm over here able to live. And it humbles me and allows me not to take anything for granted.